Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
The Chicago Bulls have defeated the Utah Jazz to take a 3-2 lead. They win it 90-88. A courageous, classic performance by the flu-ridden Michael Jordan. A performance that I think will go down as one of the greatest of his career.
Yeah, he was right about that. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark joins us with the latest from the Bears and Hallis Hall on a very busy day. That's at 1:25. Danny Parkins right before him at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, it's another Wednesday in the NBA. And if you rewind to last Wednesday here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score previously, we talked about the importance of Michael Jordan, how we received him coming on to the NBA on NBC broadcast, how that was going to look, how it was going to sound. The joke about microdosing the one MJ interview into perpetuity might be one of the funnier comments I saw on the internet from last week. But one of the questions we had, Marshall, as you recall, was when something timely happens, if it's going to be pieces of this larger interview, how's that going to go down? Perhaps there was no better example of what happened like a few hours later than the massive scandal that we know to be happening right now in the NBA involving Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, and the gambling scandal and the rigged poker, allegedly, that happened amongst NBA stars.
I'd be very interested, much like I was when I was an employee at the Wells Fargo Center, how you got the advanced set list for whatever act was in the building that night. So you knew exactly when to go, when not to go, when to just stay at my desk versus walking out to the concourse and, you know, taking in a little bit of a random concert.
He lived a tough life, that Mars Hall.
Yes, I did. And I'd be very interested in a table of contents style. This is everything we have addressed in the interview, and these are the dates that will be released. But you know what? Not that they asked Michael Jordan about sports gambling, but if they did,
how would that go, you think?
But if they
was
did,
was that one of those on the not on the list of topics?
But if they did, this would have been a beautiful week for it. But since they had already teased they were going to talk load management, next week would be, if there is sports gambling that was asked about for Michael Jordan, it'll be coming out next week, but I doubt that's how that's going to work.
How do you think that fits into the title of the interview series called MJ Insights to Excellence?
Well, stay away from gambling. Don't get involved with gambling. That's all I got for you.
I can stop gambling. I have a competition problem, a competitive problem.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know that he's wrong about that.
Yes, yes. I think that's very accurate, as you know, with The Last Dance, with what's the game where the quarters against the wall or whatever.
Yeah, just game they made up at the United Center.
And they did on SNL, which is the SNL skit, if you haven't seen it, is hilarious. But to understand that load management isn't something that Michael Jordan really processed.
Well, and outside of the incredibly timely news that dominated sports last week and should frankly not stop dominating sports for a while, outside of that, one of the biggest hot topics in the NBA, as we know, is load management. You know, we joke about general soreness here with what happened to Derrick Rose. Turns out he was ahead of his time and frankly probably needed the load management. So that was the next topic in the latest installment, the second one of MJ Insights to Excellence.
The term load management has become such a hot button in the NBA.
I know you were going to talk about that one.
Because you played 80 games a lot. You played 82. What do you think of when you hear the term load management thrown around?
It shouldn't be needed, first and foremost. You know, I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there that watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
Cared about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me, and I want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show, right? So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it, and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
So give me the first time that you came to that fork in the road in your career where you could have sat down and missed a game, but you fought through.
Started my career.
Okay.
I twist my ankle. And I had a teammate. He says, "You twist your ankle, young fella. Come over and sit with me. You know, this is, you need to." I said, "No, man. I'm trying to make a name for myself. There's no way I can sit. You know, I need to get out there and show what I'm capable of. I want to play. I want to win. I want to make an impact." And I twisted my ankle. I taped it up, and I went back out, and I played. I always felt that. I always felt the necessary need that I could never leave my comrades out if I could perform, right? Even if I couldn't. You know, Utah, great example. You know, everybody said the
finals.
Flu game. It's game five, which is a very pivotal game. I was going to find a way to get out there, even if I was a decoy. Well, once I got out there, you know, you never know how, you know, pushing yourself, you never know what happens, right?
So that night you got out there and you found you could do more than you thought you were going to be able to.
I next thing you know, the emotions, the situation, the need of the team, you know, all those things catapulted me to, I'm going to gut this thing out. You know, back to your point of what load management is, you know, you play basketball 2.5 hours a day, 3 hours a day, right? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do as an NBA player. What are you doing the other 21 hours? I mean, to me, that's when you should be preparing for your next day of work or your next, you know, challenge. Now, I'm the worst. I mean, maybe I'm not one of the guys that you would probably model that or, you know.
I was going to say, did you do that every time?
But you should think about that in retrospect of what load management really is. I always felt like one, it was a sense of pride for the fans that are paying.
Right.
Two is a sense of, you know, making sure that I stay sharp. You know, I'm not going to lose it. And three, I want our rhythm as a team to always be there. It can disrupt that synergy that's happening.
That was Michael Jordan on the NBA on NBC. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. It's an easy thing for him to say because he has full knowledge of the era that he played in. But I think the issue is, if somebody's tired in 2025 of the NBA, even if it's one of the greatest of all time, you're still going to have more days this year, like now in this era, where somebody's going to take advantage of that in a way that is different from how Michael Jordan dominated his time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
There's no doubt that the athletes are not only better, but the volume of athletes. He played in a national game, if you will. Basketball is international now.
It's also, think about the rotations, too. Like, think about how many people we're talking about how we expect to see in the Bulls game tonight. We're thinking at least a five-man bench, right? Five-man bench, five stars, it's a 10-man rotation. You run a 10-man rotation with MJ and Pippen?
No.
Okay, then. That's what I think about when I hear some of this stuff.
I think guys can do more than maybe what they're doing, but I think the game was just different then. And some of what he does bleeds into future players such as Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, where there's a crossover, right?
Yes.
But the stuff that they were saying in the studio after he had this interview played was hilarious to me.
Well, let's listen to some of it. Why don't we start with your man, Carmelo Anthony?
It's hard coming from MJ to talk about low management. He was one of a kind when it came to that. He was one of a kind when it came to just how he approached the game, how he wanted to compete every possession, every day, all day. To tell him to sit out, you couldn't get away with that. Today, I understand why people do it, why teams do it, why guys want to preserve their bodies. I don't want to get into the 82 games and long season. It is a long season. Mm-hmm. And we go through lulls as players throughout the season, but only when you take advantage of the load management is when I have an issue with it. Mm-hmm. If you're doing it to preserve your body for certain parts of the season or you want to be fresher down the end of the season, if you hurt, sit out.
Right.
If you're not, go out there and play.
Man, listen, Karl Malone played 13 straight seasons of 80 or more games. Stockton, John Stockton, his teammate, 16 of his 19 seasons, he played 82 games. It's not a one-of-a-kind thing. It's an era thing. And just admit, y'all ain't got it like that.
Well, the other thing, too, that changed is the player contract. Injuries cost teams more money. When you have injuries that are debilitating and you're paying a player way more,
you're just trying to get something out of them.
At the very least, than you did in the 90s, that's penny-wise, pound-foolish. You know, you try to prevent your asset from not being a part of your team. Like, that's how I see it. I think the contracts got so big that the method changed, because if you can prevent injuries from happening where players are missing significant amount of time, then you've protected your investment.
So MJ and Carmelo, we won't call them contemporaries. I think I can call an Allen Iverson Carmelo's contemporary because they played literally together in Denver.
I was about to say AI and Carmelo are 100% of the same generation to me. And don't talk to me about that generation of NBA players. You don't know.
Iverson,
you don't know unless you know.
Iverson
with
played
the shorts down to the ankles.
Yes, that's a
was
different
Vince
wardrobe.
Carter Air Canada?
Yeah, that's a different wardrobe choice as well. But Iverson, he only played 82 games twice in his 13-year career. But he led the league in minutes played seven times. He averaged 41.1 minutes per game for his career.
41.1.
For his career. So even at the end, when he wasn't playing as much, that brought it down. One time in 2001-2002, he averaged 43.7 minutes per game. It's just, like, they're not built like that anymore. And a lot of that is the style of the game has changed, but also the big contracts. Michael Jordan, when he made $36 million in 1 year, people were like, this is insane. And now that's nothing.
Think about what we talked about with Zach LaVine's max contract. Zach LaVine. Now consider how much we talked about him being out for injuries, actual real knee injury, whatever else. Now consider what Michael Jordan would make in today's NBA and what a game is worth. Now think about the exponential factor of multiple games and what that's going to cost you. You remember how the Dodgers said that they've made Shohei Ohtani's money back in ticket sales and TV deals and endorsements and the like? Now think about that in NBA terms. That's why the game changed. Money.
I know if Michael Jordan was playing today and it was as famous and as prolific as he was now, teams would happily pay the $75+ million a year because they would make that back easily too with all the money that he makes a team.
Bingo. Like, that's what this is. And you know what? I love it when we could simplify it, when we could say we want to play for the guy sitting in the very top of the arena. That's what makes it good. That's what motivates you.
And he wasn't wrong.
But unfortunately, the almighty dollar took over.
Yeah. Yeah. We sold out.
Cash ruled everything around us. I have a tale for you coming up in this installment of Halftime.
What you got?
It's a story of what appeared to be stolen identity, but then we find out perhaps the steal was in the actual story itself.
Huh.
And it involves Sammy Hagar. That's all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.